The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, February 19, 2017, is from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 17. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit, we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 17, New International Version, February 19, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Jesus Christ came to do the will of His Father for our benefit. Christ set us free from slavery to sin, Satan, and the ceremonial laws of Judaism for the sake of our freedom. Freedom is valued in and of itself, and if we misuse our freedom, we fall back into slavery again. We need to stand firm in our faithful obedience to Jesus Christ in order to maintain our freedom. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. See Matthew 11:30. Galatians 5:2. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Paul wants us to know that no matter what we might have heard otherwise, if we convert to Judaism as Gentiles by the initiatory rite of circumcision, then Jesus Christ will be of no value to us. We will have turned from trusting in Christ to trusting in religious rules and ceremonies to be saved. Furthermore, we would need to obey perfectly the religious rules of the Old Testament, and we cannot and have not done that. Salvation can only be by grace through faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Galatians 5:3. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. The whole law includes the ceremonial laws that point to the coming of Jesus Christ, which give his coming meaning, as well as the moral laws, summed up as the law of love. The law will not free us from selfishness and self-centeredness, the root of much sin. Because we keep the focus on the law and our performance or obedience to the law, instead of on loving God, others, and ourselves, and how to best express our love. The grace of Jesus Christ through faith in Him can free us from self-centeredness and fill us with Christ-centeredness. Galatians 5:4. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. If our focus is on the law and keeping it perfectly in order to be right with God, we are trying to do the impossible. We have turned from Christ. We have turned from God's gracious forgiveness. We have turned from loving and serving Christ and others in the power of the Holy Spirit. If we seek to be saved by keeping the law, a wall of separation will come between Christ and ourselves. Galatians 5:5. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. The Holy Spirit empowers and guides us to keep the law of love, but we will not do so perfectly in this life. Christians are indwelt by the Holy Spirit and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit to love God and others in ways that bless God and others. They trust in Christ, and through faith in Christ, they hope that when they see the Father face to face, He will declare them righteous. They do not try to follow religious rules to be righteous, but seek to be righteous God's way, which means following Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. For both Jews and Gentiles who trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, whether they are circumcised or not, has no value. What does have value is their expressing their faith in Christ and what Christ has done for them by His death and resurrection in loving deeds of kindness and loving ways of teaching and preaching the truth of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Galatians 5:7. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? Using an athletic analogy, Paul describes the Christian way of life as obeying the truth. The Christian life is actively seeking ways to share the truth of Jesus Christ with others, in both words and deeds. The Christian eagerly looks for opportunities to help others in ways that the law could never define, especially in different countries and throughout history. The Holy Spirit shows them how to apply the law of love in everyday life. Galatians 5:8. That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. The devil, or those committed to him, or sincerely wrong religious people, had stepped in to persuade the Christians in Galatia to turn back to religious practices and ceremonies as the way to stay right with God. God, who called them to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation, did not persuade them or tell them to turn from Jesus Christ to following rules. Galatians 5:9. A little yeast works through the whole bunch of dough. Jesus warned his disciples to beware the yeast, or the teaching, of the Pharisees. Matthew 16:11. As a Pharisee, Paul had once persecuted the church. Neither Jesus nor Paul wanted the teaching of the Pharisees, or those who followed Paul from town to town to attack him and his teaching of the gospel, to begin to influence and spread among Christians. Paul did not want false teachings to captivate a whole church, or so mislead a Christian to adopt a rule that would eventually lead a person to adopt the entire Jewish ceremonial system and reject Christ. Galatians 5:10. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Paul expressed confidence that the Holy Spirit within a true Christian would eventually lead the one who had been misled back to Christ and the truth. And based on that confidence, Paul prayerfully sent them a letter warning them and reminding them of the gospel he had preached and that they had received. Jesus said there was a penalty for misleading Christians. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Matthew 18:6. Galatians 5:11. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. When Paul was a Pharisee and preached circumcision, or that a person had to be a practicing Jew to be right with God and be saved, he was not persecuted. He was the persecutor. Now he is being persecuted because he has become like the Christians he once persecuted. The cross is offensive to some because many people will not believe that the Son of God died on the cross so God could be both just and merciful when forgiving the sins of believers. The cross was an offense to the Jews because they would not accept the fact that one who was cursed by hanging on a tree could be the Son of God, Lord and Savior. The cross was an offense to the Greeks because they would not accept the fact that a Son of God would not have the wisdom and the power to avoid crucifixion. Galatians 5:12. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. Paul did not want false teaching to spread. A person who is emasculated cannot produce children. Paul did not want any of these agitators to produce any spiritual children. For then the Christians in Galatia would become worse than they were before they received Christ as Savior. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there, and the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. Matthew chapter 12, verse 45. Galatians 5, 13. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. God the Father called the Galatian Christians to be free from religious rules through faith in Jesus Christ. Gentiles did not need to convert to Judaism, and Jews no longer needed to observe food laws and make sacrifices. But they were not free to follow unholy emotions and desires and behave in ways that violated the law of love, or the moral law. They were free to love and serve one another, not to do whatever they desired. Galatians 5:14. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus and Paul summed up the moral law as love for God and others. Jesus gave the golden rule: so in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Matthew 7:12. Jesus commanded Christians to love one another as he had loved them. Jesus Christ gave his life so Christians could love God and others from the heart as the Holy Spirit led them in practical ways, rather than be consumed with concern over whether or not they were following every rule. Galatians 5:15. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. The agitators in the church were dividing the church over racial, Jews versus Greeks, and religious, practicing circumcision or not, issues. They were involved in ever-deepening conflict, described as biting and devouring one another. If they did not return to faith in Jesus Christ alone for salvation and love for one another, the church would be divided and destroyed. Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Their walk, or way of life, day by day, and even moment by moment, needed to be based on following the leading of the indwelling Holy Spirit, and praying for and receiving the power of the Holy Spirit to love and serve others wisely according to the will of God. If they did this, they would not need laws, rules, or regulations to enforce their good conduct, and they would not follow their emotions, feelings, or desires that would result in destructive behavior and destroyed lives. Galatians 5:17. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. Until a Christian goes to be with the Lord Jesus face to face, they are susceptible to desires that are contrary to the will of God, the law of love, as revealed by the Holy Spirit and the Scriptures, the Bible, that the Holy Spirit inspired to teach as the truth. Christians are not to do whatever they want or feel like doing. Christians need to distinguish between what the Holy Spirit wants them to do and what their flesh, emotions, and desires wants them to do. Then, they are to pray for divine wisdom and power to do what the Holy Spirit wants them to do. If there is confusion, the Holy Spirit will never lead a Christian to violate the law of love, as detailed in the Ten Commandments, the teachings of Jesus, or any other part of the New Testament that explains right and wrong or describes moral and immoral actions or thoughts. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. What are some of the freedoms that Christians can enjoy? Two, what did circumcision mean if you were a Gentile? Three, are there any laws that Christians should continue to obey? Four, how do we have a reasonable hope of righteousness? 5. In what way does Paul warn us about the misuse of our freedoms? International Bible Lesson, Hoping for Righteousness, February 19, 2017. Galatians 5:5. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. When believers place their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, Jesus fills them with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit enables believers to walk in the Spirit and avoid gratifying the desires of the flesh, or doing whatever they want, right or wrong. Galatians 5:16. The Holy Spirit inspires believers to eagerly seek to live in righteousness in this world, where they face each day various temptations to turn from doing the will of God. The Holy Spirit enables believers to live righteously in this world. But when believers stop doing what is right before God, that is not the fault of the Holy Spirit. Through the Spirit, believers trust in Jesus and prayerfully hope to more consistently display the love, truth, and grace of Jesus Christ by what they say and do. However, even with the Holy Spirit within them, believers are not yet perfect in all they think and do all the time. Therefore, they eagerly await by faith the righteousness Jesus Christ will bestow upon them when they see Him face to face. Because they trust in Jesus and His death on the cross in their place, when they see Jesus, He will declare them righteous and right with God. Today, believers trust in Jesus and look forward to eternity when they will live perfectly as the Holy Spirit continues to lead them, and where no falsehoods will mislead them or temptations will influence them to disobey God. Today, by faith, believers hope for opportunities to keep loving and serving others day by day. Today, by faith, they look with hope to an eternity where everyone loves God and one another. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.